welcome everybody to this evening's meeting. I am Mark Sansusi, City Councilor, and this year I am the Chair of the Bureau Board. I'd like to welcome everyone to the 2020-21 Bureau Budget Committee meeting. As you all know, we have a fairly substantial number of people who are official members of the Bureau Budget Committee. And so one of the steps in the process of considering and approving this budget will be at least one and probably several votes along the way. And those votes will take a little bit of time because we have to do them by roll call in this virtual manner. And as an example, we're going to begin with a roll call to see who's actually here. Mr. Ryerson, would you like to do that for us, please?
Most certainly. Thank you. And Chair, I would like to announce that this meeting is being recorded, and it's being recorded through MS Teams, and it is also being recorded by handheld microphone tape. So if you have an issue with that, please speak now, and I'll give you a moment to be recognized.
And let me add another reminder to everybody that since we are about to go through a roll call, one thing we've found with previous roll calls is that it's good to anticipate when your name is about to come up. Hopefully, Mr. Ryerson will do this in some order that you can predict, and make sure that you are unmuted so that you can say whether you're present. And then, if possible, please mute yourself afterwards. It's best if we have at most one or two people who are unmuted, and that way everybody gets the best experience listening. Thank you. Mr. Ryerson, roll call, please.
Okay, and I will go alphabetical by first name as it shows up in the packet. Ann Snyder?
Present.
Kate Arnold?
Here.
David Schottmary?
Who?
Here.
David Schottmary?
Okay. Here.
Thank you. Denny Doyle?
I am here.
Dominic Beege?
Present.
Doug Minky?
Here.
Inessa Vitko?
Present.
Jennifer Nye?
Here.
Lacey Beatty?
Here.
Laura Mitchell?
Present.
Mandeep Bawa?
Present.
Mark Sansusi?
I'm here.
Mark Fagan?
I am here as well.
Michael Jude Hughes?
Present.
Paul Cohen?
Present.
Rory Kim?
Here.
Sarah Walton?
Here.
And Sheila Greenlaw Fink?
Here.
That's wonderful. We have a great collection of people. One other matter of meeting protocol for those who have not used Teams before. There is a feature in Teams, which is a chat feature, which is also described in the little control bar as conversation. If you click that link and you are looking at the Teams app, you will see a little conversation box on the right-hand side of the screen. That is a great way to indicate to whoever is chairing the budget committee that you are interested in speaking as soon as the opportunity arises. Always a really good idea to make use of the chat box or conversation box. It's with 18 people plus members of staff participating in this meeting. Anything we can do to maintain a little bit of cautious order and discipline would be helpful. So thank you very much, everybody, for attending. We've got a great roster of people present, and I know we have a lot of members of staff. Tyler, do you want to have members of staff introduce themselves now or as the meeting progresses?
A great question. I think because we like to do introductions typically at the beginning of the meeting, I'd like to go through that now and maybe we can go with the executive director and treasurer to begin, and then we'll go into other department heads that might be here, and then other staff.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Cheryl Tweedy, and I'm the executive director of Bureau. Thank you for being here with us this evening.
And good evening, everyone. This is Patrick O'Clair, the treasurer of Bureau and also the finance director for the city of Beaverton.
And I'm Bill Kirby, city attorney for the city of Beaverton and Bureau.
And this is Abigail Elder, mayor's office director.
And then others who are from finance?
Hi, I'm Susan Cole. I'm the Assistant Finance Director. And?
And I'm Matthew Rawls. I'm part of purchasing.
Staff from Community Development.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cadence Petros, the Development Division Manager here at the City and staff for Bureau.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Chase Landry, Program Manager here at Bureau and in DevDiv.
And then I'm Tyler Ryerson, Staff Liaison for Bureau. And Kelly Perkins is also doing all of the recording and taking of the minutes tonight.
Is there anyone else from staff who has not yet spoken? Okay, well, thank you everybody, both from staff and from the Bureau Budget Committee for being here this evening. My job is nearly over in that I need now to call an election for the Bureau Budget Committee officers for this year. And with that, we will begin with nominations for the positions of chair and vice chair. And I notice from the conversation box that I referred to earlier that Councillor Mitchell has asked to make a motion.
Hi, I would like to move that for chair, we have Inisa Vitko. And for vice chair, we go with Michael, also known as Jude Hughes, please.
Second. All right.
We have a motion and it sounds like a second from Councillor Arnold. Are there other nominations that anyone would like to make this evening for those positions? Let me just ask as a formality, would Ms. Vitko and Mr. Hughes be interested in serving in those roles if so chosen?
So.
Absolutely. We'll take that as a yes. All right. Any further discussion? We have a motion and a second for Inisa Vitko to be chair and for Jude Hughes to be vice chair. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, we will take a vote on that motion. Mr. Ryerson, want to run us through the roll call once more, please?
Yes. And Snyder?
Present.
And is yes on the motion that's on the floor for Inisa and Jude. Okay. Kate Arnold?
Yes.
Dave Schottmary?
Yes.
Danny Doyle?
Yes.
Dominic Beege?
Aye.
Doug Minky?
Yes.
Inisa Vitko?
Sure.
Jennifer Nye?
Aye, yes.
Lacey Beatty?
Yes.
Laura Mitchell?
Yes.
Mandeep Bawa? Mandeep, your mic is on mute. May have lost Mandeep. Mark Sanssouci?
Yes.
Mark Fagan?
Yes.
Michael Jude Hughes?
Yes.
Paul Cohen?
Yes.
Roy Kim?
Yes.
Sarah Walton?
Yes.
Sheila Green-Laughing?
Yes.
With that, I think we have a virtually unanimous vote, and I thank everybody for your attention on this. I will now pass the virtual baton over to Ms. Vitko to run the rest of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Sanssouci. Tyler, did you have any announcements or you want me just to open the meeting officially? Did I lose Tyler?
Tyler appears to be in a state of frozen.
It's not a virtual question.
What I noticed.
That is an unfortunate consequence of both Teams and Zoom and some of the other platforms. Every now and then people just go into suspended animation.
Well, at least it's a good picture of him. He doesn't have his mouth half agape. Well, I'll go ahead and formally open the hearing. And if Tyler unfreezes and has some comments to make, announcements, other announcements to make, then we'll go ahead. So, I know Chair Sansusi, you called the general order. I'm going to call the public hearing of the proposed budget for the Beaverton Urban Redevelopment Agency for the 2020-2021 fiscal year hearing to be open. I do want to thank Kelly for always recording and taking our notes so wonderfully. She does such an amazing job for that. And on my agenda, I actually have our approval of minutes up before we get to our presentations. So unless there's someone who wants to, I'm in the habit of actually approving the agenda before going into it, but without that on the table, I would just say that I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from May 28, 2019.
This is Denny Doyle, so moved.
This is Sheila, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? So do we need to do a roll call for this as well?
Alas, I'm afraid yes. So.
And I am back, Vanessa.
Thank you, Tyler. Sorry, I went ahead and, for the sake of time, moved on and figured you could catch up with us if you had to. Yeah. So I have a first and a second and no discussion. So all in favor to approve the minutes from the May 28th, 2019 Bureau Budget Committee meeting. Tyler, if you would.
Ann Snyder.
Yes.
Kate Arnold.
Yes.
Dave Schottmary.
Yes.
Danny Doyle.
Yes.
Dominic Beege.
Yes.
Doug Minky.
Yes.
Vanessa Vitko.
Yes.
Jennifer Nye.
Yes.
Lacey Beatty.
Yes.
Laura Mitchell.
Yes.
Mandeep Bawa.
Yes.
Mark Sansusi.
Yes.
Mark Fagan.
Yes.
Michael Jude Hughes.
Yes.
Paul Cohen.
Yes.
Roy Kim.
Yes.
Sarah Walton.
Yes.
Sheila Green Lafitte.
Yes.
Are there any abstentions for the record? All right, so moved. Again, following Tyler, I'm going to, since you're back on, I'm just following the agenda that was set out with our packet. We have the minutes and then we had visitor comments prior to our presentations. Did you want to entertain visitor comments at this time?
Yes, let's do visitors' comments. And then we'll also have the opportunity during the public hearing portion for any comments as well.
All right. So I will hand that over and wait to see if anything comes up. Chase, are you doing that or is Kelly doing that?
Yes, and I'm monitoring it. There are currently no visitor comments on the phone line.
Okay, if everyone's okay, I'm just going to give it about a minute in case, given all the virtual technical moments, that glitches that happen sometimes, and then we'll move, proceed. All right, Chase, anything else? Nothing still for the good?
Still nothing.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and proceed to the next item. Tyler, were you going to introduce Cheryl further?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Bye. Yes, I appreciate that. And thank you for chairing. So tonight, thank you, Budget Committee members, for participating. We only get to meet once a year. And tonight is actually kind of a very special night as Bureau has grown up. And to look back at 9 years of as an agency, and being able to have this particular conversation in those particular times of what's going on around the world, it could be a very positive evening we're experiencing. So with that, Cheryl Tweedy is going to come in. She is our executive director. It's been a pleasure to be able to work with Cheryl and see her vision for this community and this agency. And tonight she'll have a brief presentation and transfer some comments, and then we'll go into Patrick O'Clair. Mr. O'Clair is the treasurer for Europe, and He is going to then walk us through the budget. So with that, Ms. Tweedy.
Yes. Thank you, Tyler. Good evening, everyone. Again, I'm Cheryl Tweedy, the Executive Director of Bura and the Community Development Director for the City of Beaverton. Tyler is pulling up our PowerPoint presentation, so I will dawdle a little bit until that comes up and let you know that as we were preparing this budget back in January, as staff, we were so excited about the coming fiscal year, because this was going to be that leap year for us when our resources potentially would increase significantly and allow us to do even more in the community faster than what we had originally anticipated. We knew that Bura would be working towards its first bond issuance, and we knew that the bond would be significantly higher than what we had been planning for even a couple of years earlier. But as we all know, about 2 months ago, the world changed pretty significantly with the COVID-19 situation, the governor's emergency order to stay home, stay safe. And we've been in this very awkward, unknowing place for some time, at least in terms of what's going to be happening with our economy as we pull out of this pandemic. It's good to recall that prior to mid-March, the economy was doing incredibly well. Vacancy rates were almost at record lows in all assets, all real estate assets. And job unemployment was quite low in our economy. Construction projects were everywhere. Our city development services folks could not have hardly been busier. And that has all changed pretty significantly in the last couple of months. But I want you to know that even in these crazy times, we continue to work hard. We are focusing on our work program and moving forward as many activities as we possibly can. We're spending time on affordable housing, incentive programs, which are particularly, I think, important for small businesses today in the community. We have our storefront grant programs, tenant improvement program, pre-development resources available to help property owners and businesses figure out what they want to do with their property. And of course, we continue to buy land and work with developers on significant redevelopment projects. And lastly, what we'll be doing more of starting this fiscal year is investing more in infrastructure design and capital construction. I think this is really the backbone of Bura. This is what Bura can do to create a long-term environment for investment, development, job creation, affordable housing development in our community. As this chart up in the upper right-hand corner is showing, that 2 years ago, our TIF projection was a bit lower than where it is currently showing. And we now anticipate being able to issue a $55 million bond at the end of this fiscal year. And you'll hear more about that from Treasurer Eau Claire later in the meeting. We've had excellent assessed value growth, which means tax increment or TIF revenues are growing in the district. And it means ultimately that we can do more projects sooner and most likely achieve more of our goals, because we'll be able to build these projects, support these projects and programs, buy land at today's prices rather than prices that are 5 or 10 years down the road. Next slide. Obviously, we've all been impacted by this personally, professionally. We all know people who have lost jobs or work has been reduced. And I think we're all doing our very best as a community to hold things together and to look out for each other and to keep doing those really important things that help keep our economy moving, help keep people in jobs, supporting small businesses and the people that live in our community. Bura is in a really strong position going forward with these additional resources to put a focus on job development and job recovery. And as you'll hear a little bit further in the PowerPoint, one of our main projects right outside City Hall, called the Beaverton Central 2-acre project is still moving forward, and we're really excited to know that that developer who's proposing to build two significant office buildings still believes that there's demand and that Beaverton in the Beaverton Central area is a great place to be investing. Next slide, please. Treasurer O'Claire is leading our effort to manage the bond issuance process. We are in the due diligence phase of that, and we hope that by the end of June to be able to sell bonds of approximately $55 million. Last year, we anticipated that this amount would be $35 million, and the year before that, we thought it would be somewhere around $35 million. So there's been a lot of strength in the urban renewal district. And as our consultant has told us on many occasions, and the Beer Board has heard this in his presentations, Tabira Solutions has said that this is one of the healthiest urban redevelopment districts in the state of Oregon. So I think that tells us, at least in part, we are doing a good job of managing our resources, investing wisely, and ensuring that our goals are ultimately met. Because these resources are higher than what we knew to be true back in January when the budget was put together, we expect to be back to the budget committee in November during the supplemental budget process with some updated recommendations for this fiscal year's budget, as well as the five-year forecast for the district. We don't need to go into all those details tonight, but I do want to leave you with the thought that we're being mindful of these resources, and we'll try to identify and propose those activities that we think will help our community the most at this point in time. Next slide, please. Yeah. BIRA conducts many different activities, but at the heart of what we're doing, it's really about vibrancy and connectivity. Today, a lot of our energies and resources are focused on the downtown Old Town area, and we have a number of key projects continuing. The district parking garage right outside City Hall continues under construction. It'll have about 7,000 square feet of ground floor retail space to support the Patricia Research Center for the Arts next door. We're very excited about that new parking resource to support the district as well as for the PRCA. Also, right outside City Hall, the Hyatt House Hotel continues under construction. It's slated to be completed in December, about 125 rooms. We are very pleased that they are continuing forward, and we will work with them to help them anticipate how to open, how to re-enter the market, and really support the uses and activities that are here at the Round. Our storefront and tenant improvement programs will continue. Our property acquisition efforts continue. BIRA regularly hears about these during executive sessions where we provide information and seek direction and guidance on how to move forward. And I think the agency has been quite successful thus far in acquiring strategic parcels that help leverage more private investment in the area. And of course, affordable housing is a significant need in our community. We anticipate doing even more in the coming fiscal year. We have other work that's in progress. We have been working to create an overall downtown Old Town parking management strategy. And we're on the cusp of a major liftoff with that when COVID hit. And that really changed a number of things for us, particularly our ability to go out, get updated parking counts, and use that as part of our strategy development. But we are moving forward in some fronts. We're in the process of acquiring access management equipment for the parking garage. That's a very big decision. And you'll see resources in the budget towards that effort. Bank of Beaverton, shown here in the slideshow, was an acquisition by BIRA last year. We held a competition. We selected a developer and restaurateur team, closed on that transaction in February. And the new owner started tenant improvements, but has recently put them on hold, not quite sure what the future holds. We're staying in close contact with the developer and are optimistic that as dust settles a little bit, that project will be back and the original vision for the project can be achieved. Next slide, please. Other activities that are emerging for us in particularly in the downtown Old Town area are the Mary Ann, which is a REACH affordable housing project, will be breaking ground in June, and we are so excited about this. REACH is an excellent developer and property manager, and most of the funding for this particular project has come from Metro's Affordable Housing Bond, there is city resources in the project, and we are excited to be first out of the gate with the Metro Affordable Housing Bond funding and get a project breaking ground. The sooner that building is completed, the sooner 54 lower income families can move into a beautiful new home. As I mentioned earlier, the 2-acre parcel right outside City Hall, we call BC2, Beaverton Central 2-acre, is under exclusive negotiation with a development company named Urban Development and Partners. They are continuing to move forward with their pre-development efforts, and we expect that they'll be in for land use approvals here in the next few months. And of course, we've talked often at BIRA about the need for an additional parking garage in the Old Town area to support the growing restaurant, food, beverage scene. And we'll be taking a look at what the needs would be in potential locations in the coming year. A lot of our work we do in coordination with the city proper, projects that have city funding but have huge impacts and opportunities for BIRA. So for example, the downtown design project is nearing completion. It's a bit off schedule because of the environment that we're in, but we believe we'll be able to move that project through public engagement, final public engagement, planning commission, and city council approval later this fall. That's a really key foundational body of work in that it will change our development code to more closely reflect the type of development that we want to be seeing in our community. And starting this next year, we'll be taking on even more infrastructure projects, which are pretty exciting. The Western Avenue streetscape project on near 5th and Western has actually been postponed for construction until next year for some technical reasons, but we'll be creating new sidewalks and bike ped amenities with that project, which will help make it a much more walkable environment for people that work in the Western Avenue area. We'll also be initiating concept design for the Loop project, which is one of the cornerstones coming out of the downtown design project. This means taking Hall and Watson and having them become a connector, a north-south connector, helping Old Town and New Downtown become one downtown. We'll be investing in Quiet Zone, which we know is critically needed to support people who live in our core area. Freight trains, as sure FITCO knows, freight trains come through all hours of the night, and it's quite loud. It's quite disturbing. So we know to really create a place where people can comfortably live, that's a high priority for the organization. We'll also be looking at First Avenue streetscape improvements in the Old Town area, looking at ways to enhance the pedestrian environment to support the food and beverage scene in that area. And then other projects will be popping up, I think, throughout the year. Next slide. Yeah. So we've been communicating with people from a wide variety of businesses, nonprofit, for-profit, trying to understand what's happening in our community. And obviously, there's a fair amount of uncertainty today. Almost everyone is impacted. We know that many construction projects are continuing because, quite frankly, it's really a safer route for those projects. It's always very difficult to shut down a project, and it's even more difficult to restart a project. It can be very expensive. And sometimes, as we know here in Beaverton, that can lead to really long-term negative impacts. So we are quite pleased with our partners in the community who are moving forward with their projects. In addition to those mentioned earlier, I'll mention the Verso apartment building over at 2nd and Lombard. The Basics Market, actually there's two components to that. There's the Basics Meat Market on Canyon Road, which opened a few weeks back. And then the Basics Market and offices on 5th and Western in the Western Avenue area. Really excited to see that unique facility moving forward to becoming an asset in our community. And then finally, the Cedar Hills Crossing project by C.E. John also continues forward. Next slide. So here we are. We're looking to the future. We know things will get better. We know that we will come back and we will be even stronger. We will have some challenging times, but Beaverton is a community that cares about itself and the people that are here and the businesses that are here. And we know that we'll get to a new normal. We know that it is impacting people today and that some people are going to be impacted and experience losses in ways that will be difficult for years to come. But we also know that BIRA is a really important tool our community has to help fix those things that are off track right now, to help us grow and move forward to achieve our goals by investing in our community, helping to create affordable housing, helping support jobs, and an even stronger sense of community here in Beaverton. And with that, I will close, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you would have, as would our staff, Tyler, Cadence, and Chase. Thank you.
So I think the easiest way is if you have a question, you can either write it in the box or just notify me that you have a question or raise your hand. I don't know how you guys use that function. Kate? Councilor Kate Arnold, Councilor Arnold?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here. I needed to unmute. yes, first, I want to commend Cheryl and your department for all the work that you've done through CDD in these crazy coronavirus times. Getting money out to small businesses, coming up with more, working on CDBG funding, working on money for homeless shelter, food. You did so much work, and I thank you so much for all that. I am curious, though, in these changing times, what we might look at. Are there things that we might want to pivot on in the next year, given urban renewal potential things, something that will help businesses get going back again, maybe through our storefront improvements? I know we've talked about some of that a bit. And then anything else that you're considering at this time?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Councillor Arnold, for that question. I think a lot of the work that we do day in and day out kind of naturally falls into that category of helping our community move forward from whatever this economic fallout is going to be. We believe that, for example, working with the private sector and nonprofit sector to get construction jobs going is a really important thing. Put people back to work. We know that supporting the restaurants that we have been encouraging to locate in our downtown and really creating a place for our community to attend, we know they're hurting. And we've been helping them to date, and we'll just keep figuring out how we can invest in them. Now, tax increment resources cannot be used for operating expenses. They need to be used for capital types of expenses. So storefront program potentially could get even accelerated over and above what it is today. I think we will want to be flexible when we're approached by folks in the business and the development community about opportunities that they see, and be willing to work with them, and of course create new programs if that makes sense. we'll come back to Bureau, share these ideas with you, and seek your approval of any new programs and of course, any new development agreements.
So there's probably more coming as we see how things unfold.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we may want to do some changes. The other concern I have, I mentioned, is about property purchases. And should we wait until the supplemental part to discuss that? That's really where it comes into play. Or I could talk about it now. Whatever you think is better.
We have a couple other questions, so Okay. Maybe we can come back to that one.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Counselor. Paul, did you want to state your question? Or you're talking about Western Avenue and Basics Market and an issue with those, so for clarity.
Yeah, there was one of the slides talked about an issue with Western Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And another slide talked about Basics. Are they at all related or are they separate?
Thank you, Paul, for that question. They're actually two separate projects, but they are geographically related. So Western Avenue infrastructure, streetscape improvements will be starting construction in about a year. And Bureau has been one of the funding sources for that project. We will be adding bike lanes and sidewalks and making it possible for TriMet to provide bus service all the way down south to Allen Boulevard. So that's a pretty key infrastructure project to support that industrial employment area. And then in addition, Basics Market has come into our community, which is incredibly exciting. And as I mentioned earlier, they originally acquired the property at 5th and Western to build a market, some offices, as well as a dairy processing facility in the old industrial portion of the building. That project is underway now. And then they leased a second facility on Canyon Road, the old Burgerville building. And they have basically retrofitted that to be a meat market. The thing that's so interesting about Basics is that their whole premise as a company is built upon local, fresh, organic meat, produce, and dairy. And the company actually has partner companies that own ranches in Eastern Oregon, dairy production at the coast, and agricultural farms in the Willamette Valley. So they provide much of their own product from the other portions of their company.
Thank you, Cheryl. And there's a question from Dave.
Two questions, two quick ones. Who are the likely investors for the upcoming $55 million bond issue? I'm assuming you have people lined up since it's not very far away. And the second one is, I know property outside or across the street from the library that is currently the book corner, investors were interested in it. It's been rezoned, and I wondered if there were any urban renewal projects there, if that was going forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Patrick, Treasurer O'Clair, could you answer the first question? And Cadence Petros, could you answer the second question?
Yes, Dave, that's a very good question. So we already have an underwriter on board. It's a key bank, and they will be the underwriter selling the bond issue. And usually a bond issue, because this is packaged with two other bond issues, it's a total of $90 million. And it'll be sold out on the market. And it'll probably be mainly institutional investors that will purchase the bonds.
Okay, and then I have the second question. The Book Corner property is outside the urban renewal area. And so if there was a project there, it wouldn't be an urban renewal funded project.
Okay, not seeing any further questions. Thank you, Cheryl, so much for that. And Treasurer O'Clair, I want to move over to you at this time.
Thank you, Chair. Tyler, if you wanted to bring up the amendment package, and we'll just go over that first and let people take a look at the amendment packet. I just wanted to explain a couple of items on there. Once that comes up. So the first item is an item that was actually approved by both the Bureau Board and the City Council, but it was approved during the time that we were still formulating the budget, and the City Council passed it after we had formulated the budget and had it ready for printing. So had the timing been a little bit different, this would not be brought forward as an amendment. It would have been part of the budget document. But since it's not, we needed to bring forward an amendment to provide the appropriation for the actions that the City Council took and the Urban Renewal Board took to bring three additional positions onto the city general fund, which are going to be working approximately 50% for two of them and 75% for Bureau activities. And the way that the funding works is that the city's general fund employs the individuals, and then 50% of a person's salary and benefits, or 75% for the development project coordinator position, is then transferred from resources transferred from the Bureau agency fund to the city's general fund to pay for those positions. And then Tyler, if you were to scroll down a little bit further, since we now have a large bond issue and proceeds coming forward, and the some future land sales that might come forward, staff would like to propose increasing the appropriation for property land acquisition from the current value of $4 million to $10 million. So that would be a $6 million increase, and it will be taking money from contingency, which is the placeholder of all of the bond proceeds, thus all of the capital expenditures that the Bureau Agency Fund is embarking on. And so this is something that we would have available for on an appropriate basis. Now, each land purchase has to go through a very rigorous review process, and it's usually brought to the Bureau Board for consideration before final offers are made and received. And so this is a proposal from the staff to go ahead and increase the appropriation from $4 million to $10 million. So we'll have an opportunity to discuss this at the budget adoption, where we will take a motion to adopt the budget as presented, and then we'll go into any proposed amendments, and the chair will recognize that we do have amendment packet number one. That'll be brought forward. Hopefully, it will be a motion to accept it and seconded, and then there'll be discussion, and there'll be voted up or down for that amendment. And then the main motion of the approval of the budget would then be voted on as amended by amendment packet number one, if it did pass.
Can you say that 10 times fast, please?
and you'll get the chart. You'll get. We have it scripted out for you, so we will walk you right through it, Chair. The next item, Tyler, if you would bring up the page 1315 of the budget document. I just wanted to the next four pages of this budget document, which starts on 1315 and goes through 17 through 19, 18. We have the Bureau agency mainly consists of four funds that interrelate with each other. This first one is called the Bureau General Fund. That's what we first called it. Now it's really serves as our tax increment fund. And this is the fund that receives all of the property tax increment revenues. And from that, those revenues are then dispersed to the debt service fund. If you take a look on this page, you saw in the previous years under actuals for 2018 and 19, where we actually expended monies out of the increment fund. And after reviewing this with our financial advisor and our bond counsel, it was determined that really we should create a separate fund that handles all the administrative costs of the operating the Urban Redevelopment Agency. And that's where we created what we'll review in the next couple of pages is Fund 903. So basically, the Bureau Tax Increment Fund, it really only will now exist to pay debt service. And the debt service will be either on the bond issue, which first bond debt service payments will be due next year on this new bond issue, $55 million. And then any daylight loans that we embark on between the city's general fund and the Urban Redevelopment Agency to fund projects. I don't foresee needing to use the daylight loan process going too much in the future because of the new bond issue proceeds that we have. We'll probably be using most of those resources for doing all of the capital projects. So basically, the recommended budget that we see there for fiscal year 2021 is truly only for debt service, to pay the debt service on daylight loans and the bond issue coming forward, debt service for next year. Tyler, if you go to the next page. This is the back one page. Perfect. So this is our Bureau Capital Projects Fund. We can see that we have approximately $16 million recommended in the capital outlay category, almost 16.9. And part of the amendment that we will be considering, if we do choose to pass that amendment, then this capital outlay number will increase by $10 million to $26,900,000. And so this is basically the capital projects fund, of which further on in the budget document, it gives you the detail of the various capital projects that are contemplated. Mainly, it's the purchase of land and the finishing of the parking garage. Okay, Tyler, if you want to go to the next page. So this is the Bureau Program and Activities Fund. So this was a new fund that was created in this current year, the fiscal year 2019 and 20. And this handles all of the administrative costs of the Urban Redevelopment Agency, from everything from our annual audit to doing land studies, to doing storefront improvements and tenant improvements, due diligence, land development support or incentives. And so this is the kind of the workhorse of the fund, where all of the activity really comes into the urban renewal plan. We can see that the transfers are increasing from the current year to next year. This was a conscious decision by the Bureau Board and the City, Beaverton City Council, that our Bureau Fund is becoming mature and it can start to absorb all of the costs that are being that were previously assumed by the City's General Fund. A portion of Cheryl's time, a portion of the Finance Director's time, a portion of the City Attorney's time, and more accurately recording the staff, a Cadence, our land acquisition person, Janine and Tyler, and a couple of other staff members that are now providing property management support and traffic and parking support. Again, the amendment packet number one will increase this appropriation by the additional three staff members that are going to be hired by the city's general fund and then shared with the Urban Renewal District for additional projects. And then, Tyler, if you were to go to the next page. The next page is our Bureau Debt Service Fund. And this is just to solely provide for the debt service on our daylight loan program and now our new special revenue bond issue. But one of the things I did want to call out is that part of the $55 million bond issue that we are selling in June, $19 million of those proceeds will be used to repay a line of credit that we have been using to construct the parking garage. So this line of credit has been a resource or and a tool of the redevelopment agency since 2016, 2017. It's a line of credit with a key bank that's on a drawdown basis. And we didn't draw down on that line of credit for the last 3 years. We did at the very inception of the line of credit back in 2016 to 17, when we gave a developer incentive for the Rise I'm not sure which we call it. It's not Beaverton Central, but it's the Rise right next to City Hall. That apartment complex, we gave some development incentives to that project. Plus, we had to purchase a portion of the land from the city's general fund to then get the land free and clear and dedicate that to the project. So since then, we have just started drawing down the line of credit, and we drew down the full amount of $19 million this year to pay for all of the construction costs in the garage. So when we receive the $55 million worth of bond issue proceeds, $19 million of that will be immediately transferred or paid out to the key bank to repay or redeem that $19 million note. And then the rest of the debt service that we see recommended for fiscal year 2020 and 2021 are for the interest on the new special revenue bonds debt service for this fiscal year, and then plus some daylight loan repayments. With that, Madam Chair, I would be very willing to answer any questions that any of the members have on specifically on the budget, if they have any questions about some of the transactions or some of the budget requests.
I will start us off with a question that I'm sure many of us are grappling with, and that is position control within our agencies. And part of the amendment is to add on three new positions that are under, I understand, under the general fund, but would also support Bura. It's an interesting time to bring on an expense like that. And I'm sure there probably is some more justification in here, but if you could briefly touch on the decision to expand workforce, given the insecure economic future that we're looking at right now.
Yes, I'll start out, and then I'll rely on Ms. Tweedy and Ms. Petros to also add their perspective. But the reason that we are adding the staff is because purely because of the bond issue. We're receiving $55 million worth of proceeds, which will provide for a lot of resources to do continuing projects, that being the finishing of the parking garage, land acquisition, and with land acquisition comes property management, and then all of the redevelopment costs or initiatives to actually package hopefully parcels together to get an assemblage of land that we can then go out into the development community and ask for an invitation to bid on this parcel assemblage and meet our vision of the urban renewal district. And then I'm sure that Cadence and Cheryl would also tell you that staff has currently kind of reached their maximum capacity of being able to do anything more, and that they need some assistance. And I can attest to that because they keep me as the finance director very busy trying to figure out how to coordinate all of the activities with keeping one on budget, on task, but also especially with this new bond issue that we have coming forward.
This is Cheryl. I'll just add a couple of comments. Patrick very aptly described why we proposed back in February, March to add the positions, Bureau-funded positions. And I would note that both Bureau and City Council have acted to move forward with these even after the COVID-19 situation has been upon us. We really think this is the time to move quickly, to be efficient in how we deliver projects and activities and utilize the bond measure that will be finalized here in the next month or so. If the economy does enter into a recession, I think our work is even all the more critical to help our community come out of it and to help us to be strong. I would anticipate in the coming years that we potentially could do even more land acquisition than originally anticipated because there could be changes in the market, and we need staff to do that. And I can assure you that if these new staff positions hadn't been approved by the Bureau Board and City Council, we would be here having a very different conversation this evening about program and project activity, because we joke, we've been running on fumes for a while, and it's time to create a saner environment so we can really do our best work.
Thank you both. That was helpful, because you know the follow-up question to that is always, if you bring on somebody new, are we making sure we're protecting our existing employees? And mm-hmm. So it's a touchy spot for me just because I oversee so many people, and I've been so carefully protective of those dollars. So just a little bit of explanation was very helpful. So thank you. And I do know that that team works very hard and has needed some help for a long time. So I don't want to dismiss that at all. We are getting tight on time, and I want to allow us to move forward. But I did want to ask Treasurer Claire for the beginning. You talked about that our Bureau of General Funds, the TIF funds were for, you talked about debt service for that, but also we have a debt service section as well. And is there a nuance between those two that I'm missing by what you explained and what I've read?
Yes, no, so let me explain that just a little bit different method. So the tax increment fund, which that first page that we reviewed, if you think about it, is if that is your primary source of revenues coming in, this is just this one particular fund, and it's tax increment revenues, then that fund can then distribute monies to debt service. And so when it does, it just transfers money to the debt service fund, and the debt service fund then can make the debt service payments.
Perfect. Thank you. That was what I was missing. So I want to keep us moving along. I don't see any pop-ups for any questions until later when we go to the adoption discussion. We do need to see if there's any public, open a public hearing, and if there's any public testimony on the budget. Chance.
And Madam Chair, if you just want to just formally open up the section of the meeting for public testimony on the proposed Bureau budget, and then
What I was doing. Sorry. Yes, I'm formally opening the public hearing for the public testimony for the 2020-2021 Bureau budget.
And so, Tyler and Chase, are there any public comments or phone calls or questions?
No public comments on the line.
Yeah, Chase.
There you go.
Okay. Kelly, I hope you caught that there are no public comments. All right. Without comment, I will formally close the public hearing portion of our budget adoption hearing. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 2021 budget as submitted.
This is Ann, I so move.
This is Danielle, second.
So there's a move by Ann and seconded by Mayor Doyle to approve the Bureau budget for FY 2021 as submitted. I'm going to go ahead and call for discussion.
So Tyler, this is Patrick. It might be helpful to bring up the scripted agenda so everybody can see it on screen to see where we're at in the process. Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded for the approval of the budget as submitted. And here the chair would call for discussion, and the chair could recognize that there's one known amendment package. And so the chair would call for a recognition that there is this amendment package and see if one would like to move and second it to be discussed.
Okay, I do, Treasurer Claire, I do have Bureau Chair Sanssouci wanting to comment. Should I let him do that now or go ahead and offer up the fact that I do recognize that there's a package of an amendment for the FY 2021 budget?
Yes, you can let Councillor Sanssouci speak.
Mark, if you will.
Yes, and actually I was anticipating the action. I'm going to make a motion that we approve amendment packet number one as presented.
Second, this is Doug.
So Tyler pulled that up on the screen and I had it up on my screen and now I have it up in multiple places. Oh, great. Now you took it down. Thanks. Okay. So it was moved by Councillor Sanssouci, and I think it was seconded by Doug. Is that who I heard?
Correct.
To approve amendment number one to the proposed FY 2020-2021 budget. I'm going to call for discussion at this time. And I will yield the floor to Mark, for, Councillor Sanssouci, followed by Councillor Arnold.
I have no further comment. I just wanted to make the motion for the amendment as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Arnold?
I am wondering about spending more money buying property in these times. Right now, that doesn't, unless the property, what we've done is we often, we're working on assembling properties together. Then we go out to developers for bids on what they would do, what they would put there. And then we look at how much we would discount the property based on what we're getting and choose the best projects. However, given the times we're in now, if we spend money buying property, it doesn't seem, I mean, if we don't do anything with it for a couple of years, then it isn't going to be very helpful. I'm wondering, one, what we're looking at that's coming in the near term. Two, if there might be a different way to incent projects where developers buy the property, and then we look at providing incentives to them so that we actually know that we'll be getting things that would happen this year. However, these discussions are really, it takes more thought. It would be in an executive session because part of it would probably be specific to what our strategies are now. And we do that in an executive session so as to, you know, hold, we can do that for property so that people don't have an idea of what we're trying to do and boost up the costs. So that would be a later discussion. And I understand that. If there's any comments to make now, that's good. But in the meantime, I will abstain from voting in favor of the amendment until I hear more, well, for now, because I feel like we need to hear more, and I know we will. But and that's what I have to say now. And again, we have some boundaries around what we can talk about, given that we're talking about property acquisition.
This is Cheryl. I appreciate your comments, Councillor Arnold. And I think they're really pretty fundamental to where Bura should be going in these times and how can we best help and serve our community. What I would suggest is that we talk about this at the June 16th Bura meeting in executive session and lay out what some of those ideas, some of those strategies might be to kind of better inform the direction of Bura. And the last thing I would say is that obviously every acquisition goes through extensive discussion with Bura, both in executive session and in public session. So Bura will have a very significant voice in deciding how those dollars are expended, what kinds of projects are incentive with those dollars and in the direction that we take.
Thank you, Executive Director Tweedy. I think Councillor Sanssouci, you have another comment?
Yeah, I just see it completely the opposite way. I think that the city acquiring property has been the strategy of Bura all along. I don't see anything about the current circumstances requiring us to change that strategy, but having a discussion about it at the next Bura meeting makes perfect sense. I just don't expect that we're going to change our strategy.
Thank you. Councillor Arnold?
I would also, in that, want to be looking at assessed valuation as well. What do we think is going to happen? My gut feel is that things, I don't know, we can see more. I know Board Commissioner Kim, who's involved, thinks this might be a good time, but I think we should take a hard look too at what the values are assessed at before we make decisions as well. And again, this is more about discussions later.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? I think that's Sheila.
Yeah, I just wanted to concur that while I know it's a difficult time to make development decisions, that I trust the city real estate development staff wholeheartedly to do that in an ethical way, which is not going to be the case as much without a town institutional investors who are developing war chests in anticipation of property owners experiencing difficulties. So I think it's a real opportunity for the city to have funds on hand to be able to work with owners that they know. And I think they've proven themselves, the city has proven to be a trusted partner. So in that way, I think it's really a good time to be sure the resources are available to be able to not see properties picked up by out-of-town investors who might have different goals.
Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate those comments and agree with them myself. Personally, that was sort of the thought I was having while people were discussing the matter. For the sake of time, Treasurer Eau Claire, do I call for a vote on the amendment number one?
That is correct.
All right. So we're going to, is Tyler prepared for the roll call vote?
Yes.
And then for clarity, go ahead.
Please, go ahead.
Tyler?
Are you ready?
I was just going to say for clarity, we're voting on the amendment and then as the budget as amended, correct?
And they, Chair, they're able to choose two separate votes. You'll vote for the amendment and then after it's passed, ask if there's any other further amendments and then.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. So I'm calling for a vote on the amendment number one.
Okay. Amendment number one, Ann Snyder.
Yes.
Kate Arnold.
Abstain.
Dave Schottmary.
Yes.
Danny Doyle.
Yes.
Dominic Beege.
Yes.
Doug Menke.
Yes.
Inessa Vitko.
Yes.
Jennifer Nye.
Yes.
Lacey Beatty?
Yes.
Laura Mitchell?
Yes.
Nandi Bawa?
Yes.
Mark Sanssouci?
Yes.
Mark Fagan?
Yes.
Michael Jude Hughes?
Yes.
Paul Cohen?
Yes.
Roy Kim?
Yes.
Sarah Walton?
Yes.
Sheila Greenleaf-Feek?
Yes.
That is it, Chair.
The motion passes with one abstention by Councillor Arnold. I'm pulling my script back up. All right. So now we can move to call for the vote on the vote to adopt the proposed as amended FY 2021 budget.
So what's on the floor is to approve it as presented. Now it's been amended with amendment packet number one. Chair, what you would do is call for any other discussion on any other amendments to the budget. If there are none, then you go to approving the motion to approve the Bureau budget for fiscal year 2021 as amended by amendment number one, and then call roll.
Perfect. So at this time, I'd ask for any further discussion or additional amendments. Okay. So seeing none. Let's see if I get this right, Treasurer Eau Claire. Seeing none, I'm going to call for a vote to adopt the proposed FY 2020-2021 budget as amended with package number one. Did I get it? Yes. All right. If we're not having a good time, then we might as well not be here. So, Tyler, if you're ready.
I am ready.
Do you please take roll call?
Certainly. Ann Snyder.
Yeah.
Kate Arnold.
Yes.
Dave Schottmary.
Yes.
Danny Doyle.
Yes.
Dominic Beege.
Aye.
Doug Menke.
Yes.
Inessa Vitko.
Yes.
Jennifer Nye.
Yes.
Lacey Beatty.
Yes.
Laura Mitchell.
Yes.
Mandy Kawa.
Yes.
Mark Sanssouci.
Yes.
Mark Fagan.
Yes.
Michael Jude Hughes.
Yes.
Paul Cohen.
Yes.
Roy Kim.
Hang on. Yes. And I'm Sarah having a good time.
Yes.
Sarah Walton said yes, and Sheila Greenlaw-Fink.
Yes.
That is all, Chair.
Thank you, Tyler. The motion carries. We have a budget for 2020-2021. I'd like to thank Executive Director Tweedy and Treasurer O'Claire and all of your staff and the finance team and community development team and the Bureau team. And all, I know the work that the Bureau board does. So thank you guys all very much for your time. Mayor Doyle and the council, we appreciate that. And it's always exciting when we get an opportunity to get a new budget and see that our community is going to continue to grow and hopefully just continue to be stronger and stronger despite the circumstances that are around us right now. So barring anything for the good of the order, that was the last item on our formal agenda.
One comment, if I may, please.
Oh, I suppose.
There you go. I was just going to thank you and the citizen folks who are on this committee for your time and your caring. But if you don't want me to say that, I will just be quiet. Have a great night. Thank you. That was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Doyle. All right. Tyler, closing comments for the good of the order.
Yep. I also just have to say thank you to everyone's the participation and from staff, from the Bureau board members, the budget committee, and the community. We have some great people here working, and we're going to do nothing but do good things for the community with this.
And I would say Bureau board chair Sansusi, any last comments from you?
No, but I just want to thank everybody for participating in the process. Bureau is doing great work, and everybody contributes.
Thank you. And Executive Director Tweedy, I'll give you the last moments.
Wow, the honored spot. again, just thank you to all of you, Budget Committee members, Bureau Board members, staff. We have the best staff in Oregon. Trust me about that one. Cadence, Tyler, Janine, Chase, Kelly, and a few other folks that are actively working day in and day out to make our community a better place. So thank you all for your commitment and your support.
All right. Thank you, guys. We are officially adjourned. Remember to wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Stay 6 feet apart. Use virtual meetings. Wear a mask on TriMet. I don't know. There's some other I'm sure I'm thinking of. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Take care.
Seven. Adjourned, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.